All right, now good morning to you guys. I'm Vidya Jordan. I hope you guys are great. There you have it. All right, now read that list down below. Those are all the U.S. Patent Trademark Office patents. Those literally, those are all of the patents that the USPTO has had go through them since 1709. Right. All right, now that's where Microsoft and all of them got some of them got over 100,000 patents apiece. They didn't get approved for all of them, but that's how many they filed. Despite that, every company on this list is worth just $18 trillion in their lifespan. They have not even cracked $150 trillion, let alone $200 trillion. You're right. The United States as a whole nation has not even made $800 trillion in liquid cash. You take everything off number, it deflates and knocks the United States down to $500 trillion in its lifespan, which is a pathetic joke, right? Oh, my God. What a joke, all right? So I'd be pretty pissed off, too, that the racists have ran the country into the ground. Not just racists, to be all the way fair. People like T.D. Jakes and these old geezers that won't get their asses up out of Senate and Congress, does that make sense right now? I got as far as the United States, all right, now thinking they can be slick, talking about a non-compete to extract fraud. I'm not doing shit for you dumb assholes, right? You're not going to give me a non-compete. I told you ass just now. If you try to draw up contracts to try to, like, you know, slither your ass in, that is acknowledgement that is within my power. Is that correct? You know, like you tried to offer your bogus vice presidency to slither a white man at the top of it to whitewash and lie about where it came from as far as the extraction is concerned. And no, I'm not racist. We talked about all the racist stuff and how racist that pedophilic, incestuous, old, child, sexual abusing child molester Biden is, right? All right, now, that's the Lord. Right now, again, I say Biden sucked another dick. Does that make sense? All right, now, this dude is a lawyer. Does that make sense? All right, now, he is heavy. He lost a lot of weight, but he's still heavy. I say that again. I repeat that. All right, now, you know, that's the Lord. Verify what I'm saying. All right, now, that's not even all of them. But as far as, like, Biden is concerned, TikTok, they crazy. I went forward with Biden. Not telling him to go suck his own dick, right? You know? That's the Lord, right now, like sucking the royal, pure white European dick of William. That was one of his life dreams and aspirations. You know, somehow sucking his own dick is another one. I promise you, right? You gross old man. All right now, but as far as the United States, let me clean up that language. I'm trying to watch. I promise the Lord I will stop it right now. Well, as far as the United States is concerned, drawing up their contracts, talking about non-compete, you're some stupid, shitty assholes, right? These assholes want to strong arm you, try to draw up your work so they can put you in an economic position. See, I'm not stuck in Africa like I was over there. You got Mexico right next door. How much is 5 months in Mexico? Until I travel this earth and go to the bank, because I promise you, there are different countries that I already said I can come there, and I'm going to pay them, and they're going to give me my money. It's just sitting in the bank with my name on it. United States literally can't touch it by Christ Jesus. I'm not giving the United States anything. Let me watch that language. I'm very excited to go to the bank right now. I want to go to Canada and Mexico City. I'm already over here by the United States. I want to book tickets for Canada and Mexico City, and Brazil invited me, but to be all the way fair, I have no idea how to get down to Brazil. I wish I did. I want to thank Brazil again for inviting me to go to the bank. I've been looking. I found cruises to South America, but not directly to Brazil. All right, now it would be doable. Does that make sense? I have to go through another training program, so I have that to do. All right, now, but I'm not signing non-compete. I'm not signing anything with the United States. No, you jackasses can't pay me out of... How are you going to try to pay me off of my own money? Are you stupid? You clowns really are racist, right? And people like T.D. Jakes too, everybody's not racist, but this is a rotten-ass country, right? How is it that you have made a measly $500 trillion in your lifespan? Because let's not be all the way real about it. You know the United States inflated the hell out of those numbers. Talk about, I did the GDP. You know the numbers in the GDP, they're not real. They're inflated, all right? No, that's for the Lord. If you guys hit a fan, all right? No, don't mind. It's warm tonight, all right? No, that's for the Lord. But I'm very excited. I'm going to, you know, it'd be nice to have some privacy back in my life. Now, you out in public, that's different. People can film you, but you're, like, you know, behind closed doors in your home. Right, if I'm going to get a home of my own. That's why I say Canada and Mexico. I'm not living in the United States. So I'm already looking. I was looking at landlord stuff. They want to go into it. I just want to do what I need to do so I can go do it. You know, go. All right, now, but I found something about a Canadian-American border, finally, right? You know, Canada's, it's something, all right, now, but I found the couple by the U.S.-Canadian border, and that's what I'm looking for. So if you're a Canadian landlord out there, does that make sense right now? All right, now I'm going international with the technology and the extraction. You get to, you know, talk all about, all of this, right? All right, now, so put your rental properties up. I really would appreciate it down by the Canadian border. All right, now, that's for the Lord, the U.S.-Canadian border. Or the Mexican border, just that makes it Mexican-U.S. borders. And the reason why I want something by the border is just in case I have a situation I have to come back across to work so I don't lag behind on my stuff. When I was over there in Africa, I could not work because I was out of proximity. I was out in the right geographic area to work. So I had real problems with logging on to my stuff. I got locked out of all my accounts. It was a nightmare. So this way, I'm in proximity to the U.S. border. I can just catch a bus and cross back across it. That's the point. I'm no more than 10 or 20 minutes away from it, right? Right now, they found, I saw, you know, so that's, seeing properties on the American-Canadian border made me so happy. Canada, perfect. The weather is cold. It's nice. It's Chris. I told you guys, I'm not living in the United States. I won't let them ever do it. That's what I'm doing now. I'm trying to get the United States. You got these fake switchboards. You got that clown-ass racist got me thrown out my house. He don't want to talk about being racist. He don't want to talk about me getting me kicked out of my house. He don't want to talk about, you know, basically sitting his gross old self there, crapping in his depends. I'm trying to watch that cussing. Sitting standing up in his special shoes. Right now, because he's sliding in his own shit. Does that make sense? And I said it again. This gross old bastard is one of his, life ambitions is to suck his own dick, old Biden, right? With the fascination with the heads and all the heads that his jaws have seen, all the heads that his eyes have seen, one of his fascinations is to suck his very own dick. You think that's some type of a joke? He seemed to have an obsession with it. And that's what I say. If you guys check out Dr. Freud, you know why I make that analysis. All right, no, that's for the border right now. But as far as, like, that is concerned, it's just, it's really something. All right, no, I'm just so proud of it. $215.6 trillion. United States made me laugh at this number. At his numbers, these are all the U.S. patent and trademark. All right, to my understanding, said there are 20 million or so successful patents in the USPTO. All right, now as of 2021, I think they said it's 11 or 12 million. So, you know, that number's boomed up quite a bit. All right, now, so, you know, put it at about 20 million patents, right now, that are successful, that are lucrative. All right, now, there are many patents that are more than that, but they're not worth anything, they say. But, you know, the United States' most lucrative patents and all in a cumulative combined total are just $3 trillion, which is a joke, right? You know, and the companies, and let me see, these are brilliant companies. I mean, how can you put a, and I say this, right? And I say this with great respect. I say this with great respect. How can you put a price on the light bulb? You really can't. Light bulb, incandescent light bulbs don't cost a lot of money. You probably get a pack of them for like $5 or $6. But how do you put a price on such a genius invention? So I'm not disparaging anybody's invention, anything. That is not what I'm saying. But as far as numbers is concerned, and the delivery of numbers, as far as the United States is concerned, the racism, the arrogance, it's failed miserably, right? All right, now, you know, that's Florida. Right now, as far as the United States trying to draw up his bogus-ass contracts with the non-competes, you clowns can go suck each other's dicks again and take your stupid asses on, right? You don't have enough money in the United States economy, United States government, United States PTO and trademark office whole catalog, the United States industry, United States fortune and Forbes 500 list, United States PhDs and doctorate degrees and bachelor's degrees, United States 152 million careers and jobs, United States professionalism, United States intelligence services, shit, the United States, you know, Microsoft and Apples and Teslas, United States, excuse me, United States rockets and aero engineers and United States formulas. All right, now, you don't have enough money in the United States as a whole since it's ever existed, now, despite all the trillions of people that has passed through it, since it's ever existence to be arrogant and stupid enough to offer me shit. No, you dumbasses are not going to make a non-compete clause for me. Take your clown asses on, right? You're not going to offer me shit. I told you assholes no. You are blocked like your TikTok man, right? I didn't ask you jackasses to broadcast my image all across the entire world. What they tell that gross old dick-sucking bastard, right? Okay. I mean, that's for, like, what is this facade? It doesn't dent the numbers. Ain't nothing you can do about the numbers. You can't make the numbers. You can't create the numbers. You don't have the numbers. You're a joke, right? Mad about a stream because you have clowns that are not as popular. Okay, pull the stream. I don't care. No matter where I go on planet Earth, the technology will sell out. It's not going to erase the fact that people had zero losses. It's not going to go anywhere. I'm not signing shit with the United States. I go to Mexico and I live there happily. I go down to Panama and I live there happily. Until I travel to Brazil to go to the bank. Until I travel to, oh yeah, I'm trying to get some Canadian and some Mexico bank tickets so I can get to these banks. I'm so excited. To begin my summer, that's what I want to say. All right, I want to travel this summer to start going to the bank. Mexico and Canada both invited me. I want to say thank you. I'll be hitting those banks this summer and going over to France this fall. Or God forgive me. No, God forgive me. This late summer or this sometime summer. At least mid-summer to go over to the bank for France to step me since by boat. When I travel by boat, I just want to make sure I have 10 times the amount I need so I don't have to ask anybody for shit. So a cruise is a lot of money, right? I'm trying to make sure I have 10 times what I need on that cruise so I can easily get back. That's all. To my home in Canada or Mexico, right? I really do like Canada. I can't lie. I love Mexico, but the cold air in Canada stuff, I mean, and the beauty. Oh, my God. I like Canada. All right, now, that's Florida right now, so I look forward to that. But United States is not offering me shit. You know you can't offer me a non-complete college. You could take your racist clown asses away. No, and not just racist. God forgive me, because everybody's not racist, right? And people like T.D. Jakes, these fake black preachers too, right? No, you can't offer me non-compete clauses. No, you don't. You don't have enough money in the United States to offer me shit. Who is still this stupid and arrogant? What are you offering? You can't offer anything. You can't even extend me credit because all your banks and all your and all your jobs and all your taxes, you can't even write a check that big. United States on paper is worth $789 trillion. You take that off paper, you're worth about $500 trillion. That's 0.001% of the wealth the Lord has, Holy Spirit has extracted, because I can't take credit, and I'm not going to give science credit for that. Holy Spirit extracted that money. All right, now, that's like $215 sextillion. United States has zero ways to reach that. How the hell are you going to write me a contract and you can't do it? Are you stupid? Do you own the other six continents? Are you stupid? Do you own the North American continent? No, you dumbasses don't, because Mexico and Canada is a part of it too. What jackasses is running these clowns? They say stupid stuff. You are blocked, assholes. You desperate enough trying to write me up a contract and talk about vice presidency, then how much are you panicking? And then you want to talk about a TikTok ban, you talk about non-compete. Sounds like you're stupid asses. I heard that faggot Patrick Bet Davis say that, all right? Now getting his back and his jaws blocked by that dick to maintain his $200 million while he crying and screaming his old faggot ass was begging, right? So, you know, it sounds about like him talking about Michael non-compete can barely talk, right? That's his stupid ass advice. I saw that like weeks and weeks ago on one of his podcasts. Does that make sense? You assholes don't have the money to give me a non-compete. Your country don't have the money to give me a non-compete. I'm an American citizen too, and I'm proud to be in a lot of ways, because it's not all the people in America. Some people decent. We talked about reparations, right? Normal people that make under $250,000 $50,000 check. United States is rushing to do all this, being racist, discriminatory, acting shitty, nasty, talking shit, trying to steal. You know, racist, and I keep saying this, and racist, and even people like T.D. Jakes, okay, racist and people like T.D. Jakes don't play nice. Why are you breaking your necks to try to offer me anything? Is it the realization because your asses, you don't play nice, you made up a pretend wall that start to crush your dumb asses when you're about to lose all your money? What gives? That's an acknowledgement of panic, and you have no power, right? You don't have authority to offer me anything, right? You can't extract anything. You don't own the other six continents to even be in a position to do so. The answer to you assholes is no, right? No, no, it competes, no. You don't can't offer me a contract, no. I don't know dealings with the United States, you're blocked. I don't want to deal with the racism, the shittiness, the mistreatment, the discrimination against my sex, my gender, my race. This fake-ass switchboard, this clown-ass, dick-blowing racist, this pedophilic, sexual predator pedophile, right? No, you can't offer me money out of my own money. I said no. You're in no position to the fact that racists don't play fair and T.D. Jakes don't. You don't play nice, people like you. You know, the most shittiest people find each other. People like T.D. Jakes and the racists, right? And people like the fake black preachers too, right? And not just fake black preachers. Ooh, shit. It's a couple of Indian and everything else. They ain't the nicest people, right? And maybe they know the Lord to a degree, but the greed has overcome them so much so they sleep with men and they compromise everything else. I don't know. You know, you guys tell me, all right? Now, I mean, I know that United States is black, but, you know, when have you ever seen a racist play nice? Hate black people, right? What that racist Mark Furman said, you know, he went into his superiors and said, get him a pension check, you know, so he can get the fuck off the streets of L.A. Said he hate black people. Let him retire now, right? That's what you got, your racist attitude like that. It is pretty shitty. What that racist say, he'll break my black ass if he tried to frame me over and over again. Now he want to, slither his ass in the shadows so he can lie and try to pull tricks. And steal old gross ass Biden. I don't care about no TikTok ban, all right? No, that shitty old bastard will be out there in the nursing home this time next year, right now. All right, no, but, you know, that's Florida right now. I pray that Trump is in there, but, you know, that's Florida right now to the White House that is. But, again, I say, I mean, what's up? Racists don't play nice ever. Ever. Talk about a non-compete. You clowns can take your non-competes and stuff it down to your throats like the dicks you stuff down your throat, right? No. You don't have any say-so. You can't offer me shit. I told you assholes no. You're so nasty, heartless, godless, rude, discriminatory, shitty. So you panic, you want to make offers. You don't have a position to make offers because you don't own the other six continents. You don't even own the North American continent. Mexico and Canada is a part of it. You don't own the countries. You're through. So there's no non-compete for you assholes to put in there. I'm not extracting any fraud. I said no, there is no deal to make. I don't break bread with racists. I don't break bread with liars. I don't break bread with people that threaten me. I don't break bread with people that treat me like shit. I don't break bread with people calling me niggers and monkeys. I don't break bread with people discriminating against me and being rude against me for no other reason than the fact they're jealous and mad because they're not as popular. And it's not that I'm popular. The Lord Jesus found a light. He just had a, you know, purpose because he ain't nothing so interesting about me. All right, no, clearly I haven't had sex on camera or anything, and they've been watching me for 3 years. Who have I touched, right? So, you know, hey, you know, the United States answer will always be no. Thank you guys so much.